So, hello. The title of my talk is From Tracker to Piano Roll and Back. I'm going to start with a little bit of personal history. So, I started tracking on my Atari ST. The snapshot you've got here is a port of Pro Tracker from the Amiga. Around the same time, I got a copy of Cubase, a well-known MIDI sequencer. Then after a while, I had a PC and I moved to more sophisticated trackers, like a Fast Tracker 2 and less sophisticated MIDI sequencer like Cakewalk. Of course, I started to use Windows more and more, and so I got many of these, and then more of these, and then I switched to Linux. I guess one can say that for me, Linux came out of the blue. Oh, what's going on? Here we are. Yeah, so, I mean, I was fed up with Windows and I wanted to try something different. And I really liked Linux, and I became a fervent advocate of free and open source software. So I started using Muse Sequencer, and after a while, I started contributing. So for instance, the pink window with the yellow, the pink and window and yellow window here is an FM synthesizer that I wrote for a Muse Sequencer. And that was all great, but I was missing a good tracker. Oh, damn it. And so in 2007, I started that, a tracker inside Muse Sequencer. But shortly after, I got a job, and then I got kids, and then I had no time left for this project. But my craving for a good tracker was only growing. And so after a few years, I had a relapse. Not a Windows relapse, but a proprietary software relapse. I started using Renoise, and at first it was great, but then as time went, I started to miss some features here and there. I mean, that was a bit annoying, but what really pushed me over the edge is that one day I was trying to send some CSX messages to a plugin I was developing, and I couldn't. After a bit of research, I found that Renoise didn't support CSX and would probably never do. And this really drove me mad because I knew that if I had the code, I would probably have fixed the problem in an afternoon. I don't mean full support of CSX, but just passing the message along. And so this got me thinking, and basically, long story short, I dropped Renoise, and I swore to myself that I would never use proprietary software again. And so I started to look for alternatives, but I couldn't find anything that was as good as Renoise. Though I did find very promising projects, such as Beast, that incorporates both a piano roll and a tracker, very much a work in progress, but still. I also found Radium, that can be quite overwhelming, but is also very promising. And I rediscovered Otter, which I had known for a few years, but that I have let on the side. And I was very impressed. And it had gained MIDI support, so in 2015, I started that, a tracker inside Otter. Reusability is key. So why a tracker inside a MIDI sequencer, you might ask? Well, the idea was to bring together two worlds that were usually separated and to create a synergy between the two approaches. So it's been 4 years since I started that. And okay, keep in mind that it's still a work in progress, but it's already functional, so I'm gonna show it to you. Okay, so here we have an order session with a few tracks and ready instruments in them. Let me create a region. So context menu, and I'm going to select the tracker editor. And okay, it creates this window. I'm going to add a note column. So here's the notes, the channel, the velocity, the delay. Okay, we're going to track a chiptune. Let me select an appropriate octave. So that's the bass. The color here matches the color of the track. I'm going to select step edit, and let's do it. Okay. Okay, let me, it's going to be easier. Whoop. Okay. That's doing something live. So obviously, if I'm going too fast, and you want to interrupt me, feel free to do so. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what I'm doing now. Okay, let's see if that's what we want. All right, perfect. Thank you. Okay, let's take care of the drums now. I'm gonna add three regions for the kick, the snare, and the hi-hat. We're going to select everything. Context menu, tracker editor. Okay, there are a few quirks, but let's just add some note columns to each track. And so let's take care of the snare first. That's the easiest. Okay, let's select the right octave. All right. Let's add 16 steps. All right. And whoop, I don't see anything here. Why? Range feed content. Okay. All right. Now let's take care of the hi-hat. Let's come back to step two. What could be right here? Yes. That. Okay, let's do that. All right. That was quick, yeah. Then the bass, the kick, I mean. All right. Okay, the cake has a little has a little melodic tone, so we're gonna have to make it match the bass. So okay. Is it okay? No. I think it's good. Okay, let's hear. Okay. We want to add more velocity to the snare and the kick. So, okay, I don't know if you see, but the digit here that corresponds to the units is underlined. Okay, we're going to change that to affect the digit that corresponds to the tens. So I'm going to change the position here, and I'm just going to use the num keys to change the velocity of that digit. Okay, we're gonna do the same for the bass, for the kick, I mean. Okay. And for the hi-hat, we're just gonna add some simple variation. So low volume, high volume, let's say 4-5, 4-5, 4-5, 4-5, 4-5, etc. Okay? Let's listen to the result. Okay, that's too loud. Let's put that at A. And I guess the same for the kick. Okay. So now we're gonna add some arpeggio, of course. So for that, I only need to have the melodic elements. So I'm going to select the bass and the arpeggio. So track your editor. Okay. I'm going to add three note columns. Okay, we don't need to care about the channel, the velocity of the delay here. So okay, let's add some chords. Let's see. Okay. Okay, before we move on, we're just gonna add some something more to the snare, some variation. So let me just keep what we already have and add the snare back. So what I'm going to do is add a roll to the end of this bar. on the snare, but to do our roll well, we want to increase the to zoom in. So we're going to select eight rows per beat. Okay, let's go back to the end. And how is that going to be? All right. Before. Oh. Come on. Come on. Okay. So here's going to be our roll. We're going to change the velocities to be more, to add a crescendo. Okay, I guess. And maybe another note here. Yeah, sounds about right. Okay, let's listen to that. Okay, and now all that we need is a melody. So let's create a region here. And to track the melody, we only need the melodic element. So I'm going to select the bass, the arpeggio, and the melody. Let's add a note column, and let's see. I think it's correct. Oh, okay, but let's go back to four rows per beat. Okay. So when I mentioned the synergy aspect, you've noticed that the current row is synchronized with the playhead. And that can be very convenient to understand where you are in the grid. Likewise, if I were to move the playhead, I would move the current row. And if I modify a note on the piano roll, it's going to be reflected on the tracker interface as well. Okay, let's complete this melody. Okay, so it's a bit plain, so we're gonna add some ornaments to that melody. So let's bring the pitch bend, and add some automation. So to enter a value, I can just click enter. The default value is here. Okay, I'm gonna enter this one. Here I'm going to enter zero. Let's see what it does. Oh. Okay. So the first note of the melody has disappeared. This is a this is a problem with Otter that it's going to be fixed hopefully soon. For now, we're just going to work around this problem by adding a small delay. Oh, I need a bigger delay apparently. Let's try 30. Okay. So let's add some more. Some more variation, one here. We're gonna add one here. Another one here. Okay. Okay. And so what I'd like to have now is a very short note here on C5. And so for that, on the off note, I'm going to add a negative delay. So let's try minus 300 ticks. Okay, so that works. And maybe we're going to add... Yep.
You made the note shorter?
Yeah, shorter, yes. By adding a negative delay on the off note.
I see. The equal signs are note off.
What?
The equal signs.
Yeah. I've made the assumption that, like, I in my worldview, everybody knows what a tracker is, and that's not necessarily true. Obviously, feel free to interrupt me if something is not clear. Yeah, like if I were to let's make this really clear. So if I zoom in here. And I change the delay, it's going to be reflected. So let's add, for instance, let's remove the delay. Okay, we've got that. I can increase it. Okay, you see the little note here? Okay, and so let's go back to minus 300. Okay, let's add a delay here as well. And that was another one here, minus 300. And at the end of the melody, I'm going to add a little ornament. So I'm going to increase the number of rows per beat. And whoops. Oh, come on. That's what I wanted. And that's it. Thank you.
Right, looks very promising. So have I understood correctly that it just can edit any kind of MIDI data? So, or do I have to create the MIDI data with your tracker and then, or can I just import or use it for any already existing MIDI data?
So it's completely integrated to order. So anything that you create on the piano roll is going to be reflected on the tracker and vice versa. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the status? Is it merged to the main line or is it?
So it's not merged, but it should be merged as soon as I consider that it's stable enough to be usable. I mean, well, it hasn't crashed, so it's a good sign. I'm going to use it extensively before I create the pull request. Paul is going to decide whether it is included in version 6 or it makes it into version 7 or something.
Is it already a patch against 6 or 5? What's the code?
Yeah. So the version that you're seeing here is 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I import a MIDI file and there are notes not on point, will it be added? Like, will I see in the delay column? It's shifted?
Yeah. So there is an algorithm that is going to dispatch the notes on the tracker grid, and which is going to dispatch it so that they are arranged in some kind of a semi-intelligent way to minimize the number of columns that you need, and each note is going to have the proper delay to match the proper timing and so on. I mean, this thing is not touching any data. It's just a representation.
That's cool.
There was a small question from the IRC. They asked which synthesizer you are using.
Oh, good question. So that's my own synthesizer. So it's called Zinayumi, and it's on GitHub, but it's still a work in progress. So I don't want to use it, and basically it's gonna break backward compatibility. So as soon as it has reached a fixed state, then I'll produce a release. It's an emulator of the cheap sound of the Atari ST. I actually didn't write the cheap sound emulation, but I'm using Ayumi, which has been written by someone else. And it's just driving Ayumi.
First, I have to say this is amazing.
Wow, thank you.
I have many questions, but I'll try to keep it at 3. The first one is this implemented in Ardor's Lua code, or is this like C++ native stuff?
It's C++ native.
So we do need the pull request, cannot just be used at the moment right away, because...
What? Pardon me?
Like, if it was Lua, you'd be able to just import it into Ardor and use it directly?
But yeah. Good question. So I wasn't sure about this. So to be frank, when I started to implement it, I wasn't aware of the Lua binding. So I then had a look at it, and I'm not sure if the bindings are expressive enough to allow me that. Maybe they are, but to be frank, I'm not a big fan of this language, and so I'm perfectly fine using C++.
Okay. The second question is regarding shortcuts, because in the Renoise workflow, we do use a lot of shortcuts. That's what makes it nice. I noticed that you clicked a lot instead of using the keyboard. Is this possible? Is this something you're going to work on still?
Absolutely. Absolutely something that I intend to add.
Okay. Then the final question is, can you automate plug-in parameters with the tracker?
Yep.
Okay, very nice.
I can show you that. Maybe it's going to crash, but let's try. processor automation, and let's try this. Okay, looks, yeah. It works, apparently. Yeah.
This will do like linear interpolation?
Yeah, yeah, so it's gonna use the interpolation which is set by the, by order.
So we can just edit like the points we would like normally edit with the mouse. We can just type the values in.
Exactly, yeah.
What if we want to do a jump and not a linear thing, like a square wave kind of thing?
So you would do the same thing as you would do with order. So, like, either you draw it, or you can select, you know, whether you want. Let me find something. Okay, this one doesn't have that because it's. It's MIDI. So how does that work? No.
I guess.
So here it's going to be linear by default. Mm-hmm. State. No. To be frank, I mean I. As I said, I'm rediscovering order, so I don't. It's what? What do you mean?
I know what you mean. Because there's a mode to have the automation be like sample and hold mode, not interpolated.
Yeah.
But I think FogTX means something else, that you can have the automation make a ramp in one point and then like suddenly jump up. So I guess you would have to have like two values in the tracker, and one of them you should have to delay with the ticks to be like as close as possible to the other one, right?
So that's how I would do it. Maybe there's another way. If there's a way that can be done with the regular interface and that is not captured by the interface here, we would need to think about it.
Maybe a question regarding the same topic. If you set the resolution to less rows per measure, like what will happen if you just say, I want to display it like a measure? You have, yes, perfect.
Does it repeat? Does this repeat if you have like a bigger MIDI part and the steps like and the tracker interface is quite smaller than the MIDI clip? What does it happen in this case?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
You have a big MIDI clip, but when you switch to the tracker mode, you switch to the tracker to be a lot smaller. Does the size does it match the size of the MIDI clip of the MIDI area? I don't know how to call it in order.
So you mean the MIDI region?
Yes.
So I'm not sure I understood, but like if you resize the MIDI region, it's going to be resized here as well. It tries to be to reflect. If it doesn't, it's a bug because it should be completely integrated and reflect every operation that happens on the regular interface.
Okay, that was the question. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's another question from the IRC regarding synthesizers. They say you worked on a soft synth that emulates a Roland D50. Can you make a comment about its status?
Yeah, so I mean we can be grateful of this emulator, because this is actually what pushed me to work on that as well. Because when I mentioned that I couldn't send the CSEX messages to the soft synths I was working on, it was precisely the Roland D50. So the status is pretty, it doesn't do much, but it barely plays, I think, a square wave, but there's a lot of code which is in place to where I just need to fill the blanks, basically. So it's yeah, just needs time and love, and I'm hoping to resume work on that as soon as the tracker interface is fully functioning. And by the way, like if anybody wants to help, it's like very, very, very welcome, because it's a lot of work. I mean, to get that, it took me 4 years. Obviously, I have a full-time job, and it's I can only do that during my spare time, but it's a lot of work, so yeah, help, super welcome to speed things up.
What does one need to do if you want to use this right now? Like if I want to go home and try it out, what do I need to do?
Yeah, you just clone my the version of Adder on my GitHub. Yeah, I guess like
so it was more a general question. You have to compile it yourself.
That's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess anybody who knows how to compile is able to find your repository. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask about the synthesizer you've shown. Do you plan to make a user interface for it, or do you need some help with that?
No, I mean, like, if someone wants to make a user interface, that would be great, but this someone is not going to be me. Because I don't have much interest into that. But.
So I hope there's some other people who can help you with that.
Yeah, that would be great.
And by the way, what's the format of the plugin? Is it VST, LV2, or something else?
So the one I've loaded here is VST. Eventually, I intend to support VST, DC, and LV2. But it's just, it happens that VST was the most mature, so that's why I used it for the presentation.
Can help you. Yeah, I can help you perhaps with supporting more formats.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, just plug it in into the thing I did, DPF, and you get the Jack standalone and LV2 and SSI and everything at once.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I started to look into LV2 and I was a bit overwhelmed, and that's actually why I went with VST first.
I can try to clone it and do a, like a little port to DPF, and then you get everything else for free.
Okay, great.
Nice. I want to use it then.
Thank you.
Thank you.